Sam's is moving. So, Maddie, do you want to talk about all the different things you got today?
I got about 42 things.
Wow.
42 things, and they included these, and what else?
Play-Doh, and Slinkies.
Slinkies.
What are Slinkies supposed to do, you know?
They can walk down the stairs.
Yeah. What color are the Slinkies?
I get the I have 45 Slinkies. So some of them have four or two colors on them, or they will have one color on them.
I see. So some of them are a mix of colors, and some are just the one plain color for each one.
Yeah.
Wow, that's really cool. So I missed this because I was working. What else did you and Daddy do today besides go to Mike's?
Maybe I can take some of this. Maybe Dad will take some out when we're not there. Maybe I can take some out when we get home.
Take out some of what?
My things that I get at Mike's house.
The things that you get at Mike's house, yeah. We'll have to
check
out.
I have a butterfly.
You have a butterfly. I like this one. This is kind of a little creepy.
It's a scorpion.
Oh, it's a scorpion. Can we trade? Like, I don't know. Oh, it's a scorpion.
You thought it was a cat?
No. It does look like a scorpion. I thought it might be some sort of beetly bug thing. Like this thing just like got the pinches on it, you know?
Yeah. We have two.
You know, do you want to talk about reminding me of kind of scary things? Do you want to talk about that movie you saw this weekend?
Like this.
Yeah, what happens in that movie?
It's super scary. It's about dinosaurs and people.
Dinosaurs and people? It's Jurassic Park 3. Mm. Remember, what are they trying to do in that movie?
Escape from the meat eater.
Yeah, escape from
the And also... They want to find their son.
Yeah. What happens? Do you remember there's this kind of weird part in the movie that something grabs their son? What happens with that?
Right up in the sky, a pterodactyl.
Yeah, what's a pterodactyl doing?
You want to see how long this goes?
Sure. Oh, yeah, that's the one. So what happens with the pterodactyl? Why does the pterodactyl grab the boy?
He wants his babies to eat him.
And then what happens? What happens to the boy when the pterodactyl has him?
The other man saves them.
Yeah. Yep, that was good news. So then... You said yeah. What would you like to do today?
I can even connect
it when it's on my thumb. You can do it when it's connected to your thumb?
I was trying to make it.
Yeah. What did it used to stick on to? You and Daddy said it used to stick on stuff earlier today.
Metal?
Hmm. Why don't you try the cabinet? The file cabinet. See if it sticks on there.
It sticks on the window.
Stick on your window then?
Yeah. It sticks on boxes.
It sticks on boxes? Oh. It's not sticking on too much right now, is it?
Hmm. Let me see if I can file. Maybe I can go over to this box.
It doesn't stick forever, though, huh?
Yeah. Let me see if I can get to it. Kind of connects to here.
Kind of connects.
The end of it. Mm-hmm. Maybe if I do this.
Maybe if you want to do that. Oh, I see. That's interesting, Maddie. If it's more open, maybe it sticks better, huh?
Good. Like this.
It gets kind of like what?
Stick together.
It sticks together, like sticks to itself, really, doesn't it?
Yeah. Yes.
Oh yeah, it sticks pretty good under the table, doesn't it?
Yeah. I think it does.
Hey, you know what? I don't think anybody knows about your really great soccer game this week. What almost happened when you were playing soccer?
Two times I bumped it went straight heading for the goal like this.
And straight heading for the goal like this, and then what happened?
I almost got a goal, but two times it went past. One time another boy that was from the away team got a goal that I'm a white one, but he got a goal instead of me. One time it went past.
Mm-hmm. So you almost got two goals on Monday. Yeah.
Wow.
Maybe next time.
My fingers are stuck. Oh no, they're not.
So yeah, soccer went really good this week. We made a video, right? Of the soccer game?
A video camera. Mm-hmm. What's this?
What are we going to do with the videos?
What's this?
Oh, careful, you're going to hit people. Daddy, you get really moving around, you're going to hit everybody. Gotta do it right close to you and not by other people, okay? Well, I know, it makes you nervous, doesn't it? We're going to get hit by that butterfly. So, what are we going to go do tomorrow? Go to where? Well, it's okay if you don't remember the name of the state. What's there that we're going to see?
Probably fish swimming in the water.
Probably see fish swimming in the water, yeah. What's that big body of water called that we're going to?
What's the town?
No. What do they call it, that water? Is it a little creek, or is it a lake, or what's it called?
The ocean.
The ocean, yeah.
What's this?
The ocean. So what do you think we're going to do when we're in the ocean?
I thought I would forget first. I have to forget about the slinky to bring in for you. I wanted to show how a slinky will work some ways, and I also wanted to give you the slinky, but maybe when I get home I can give it to you.
Are you talking to me or are you talking to her?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought she might like a slinky too.
Yeah. I forget one though.
Yeah, that's okay. We can get one later, right?
Yeah.
I can take a look at it later. Do you think I could have one of the slinkies for my office?
Yeah, I was going to say that you can have one.
Do I get to choose the one, or do you get to choose it for me?
It's kind of like my choice
that I'm
trying to
get. It is. Okay, because they're your slinkies, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I don't mind. I just like having one, so it doesn't matter what color it is, really. Yeah. Now, are you going to give all of them away to all of your friends, or are you going to keep most of them?
I'm
going to
keep most of them.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just going to give one more away.
Did you give one to Daddy yet?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. How about James? We're going to actually go to James's house tonight. And to his new house.
Mm-hmm.
You know what he's going to do while we're gone?
What?
Take care of the tortoise.
And the cats?
And all the cats Ingrid and Materia take care of. But Eileen and Gordon and James are going to take care of the tortoise. What would you tell James about how to take care of the tortoise?
What do you got to do?
What does he eat?
Remember, what does he eat?
Lettuce and?
Tomato.
Okay, so what do you got to do with them? And then what do you got to do with the lettuce and tomato?
You need to do little parts of it. Mm-hmm. I'm gonna make it little parts.
Okay. You turn the lettuce and tomato into little parts, and then what? What do you think? What mistakes could they make that we should tell them to be careful about? What could they do the wrong thing about?
They could put the stuff in the wrong thing. Oh. And they could give them the wrong food they want, maybe.
Mm-hmm. I see. So how do you think we should try to make it so that they do a good job?
Like you were saying.
Tell them? Do you think we should also write it down, maybe?
Yeah.
Because they might wonder how much tomato to give them or how much lettuce to give them. You know?
I was wondering about how long this straw looks. How much
he might want to eat. So I think he usually has maybe this much tomato,
mm-hmm.
maybe this much lettuce. This bowl is kind of actually like this, isn't it? So we would put in like a good amount of lettuce and then some tomato on the side or something.
Yeah. Watch this.
James asks if the tortoise can go down the stairs. No. What?
What if he does?
We'll have to warn him.
Don't put him on the stairs.
Don't put him on the stairs. What would happen to the tortoise?
He might fall, or he might try to go down and fall.
That would be sad, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Does the tortoise have a name?
Yeah.
What's his name?
Sesame.
Sesame. How big is he?
About this big. This big.
His shell's about that big. Altogether, he might be like that big. Yeah.
Yeah.
He's pretty cool. Is he slow, or what would you say about how fast he goes?
He was about go this fast.
Yeah, that's maybe a little faster, actually. He goes pretty fast sometimes.
Like this.
Trying to think of what you've been doing, boy, since we were here last time.
I'm hungry.
You're hungry? Here, eat this. And where did you and Daddy have for lunch today?
Mike's house.
Mike's house? You ate Mike's house?
No, we ate at his house.
Oh, you ate at his house. What'd you
eat? I ate ice cream.
Ice cream?
For the snack afterwards.
Okay. What was the actual food?
The diet. Yeah. Crackers and carrots.
Crackers and carrots, and then some ice cream. That's not too bad. What did Daddy and Mike eat?
Mike ate beans, probably Daddy ate beans.
Ugh. Did you want any beans?
No.
Yeah, I don't know how I feel about them.
One time I tried them at school and I liked them.
Oh, you did? But how could you not eat any too?
I didn't feel like them.
Sometimes that happens, right?
Look at this.
Oh, you said you were hungry. How'd you eat that? Oh, no, not for me. Is it in your mouth?
Yes.
That's gross. That was my bad idea.
Why?
Because I was suggesting you pretend that you're going to eat it, and you really did eat it.
No, I didn't.
It's all gone now.
Look, it's right here.
This also has that sticky kind of stuff. I bet you if we unhooked it, we can throw it onto something.
Watch this. I can throw it far. Oh. I can't win that far.
It was pretty far.
Do you want to do Play-Doh? Since you do you want to actually mold something with the Play-Doh?
Yeah.
Okay. Is it good or is it hard? Let's see
here. There was green in there too, but it was all dried up.
Actually, this
looks pretty dried out too.
Yeah, huh? Play-Doh does that. Yeah, Play-Doh's kind of hard to keep. Ugh. What do you think, Bo? I don't think it's working.
Watch this. I can cut it a little bit with some of these things.
You can what?
I can cut it a little bit with some of these things.
What are you going to cut? The Play-Doh?
Yeah.
Let's put it on this thing. Okay.
I can
draw
a little bit with some of these short things.
Okay. You like to cut short things? I'm trying to think of what else we've been doing since we came here. Well, you've been helping Daddy do something at home. What's that?
Work with Daddy.
Mm-hmm.
Good job.
Doing a good job. What's Daddy working on at home? Well, I know one thing you did that you got some stickers for this week.
Going potty.
Going potty. Well, what do you have to do when you go potty? Because you've been able to go potty for a long time. What do you have to do after that?
Wipe your butt.
I thought it was getting stickers for pulling up your pants.
Yeah.
Yeah. What did you get when you got so many stickers this week for pulling up
your pants? I got this bike toy.
Well, what do you got to do with that toy?
There's tracing paper in it, and you can trace the dinosaur from the movie.
And you can trace them, and then you're on little sheets, right? And you'd have little pictures of them.
Mm-hmm.
Is there anything else you can do with the spike thing?
Look at it.
Yeah, it's true. I thought there might be some, aren't there some mazes or something in there too?
Yeah.
Anybody
want some Play-Doh to eat? Just for pretend.
Okay. It actually smells like cake. This is sort of interesting. What do you think you could put on this?
Pizza.
That's what I was thinking. Pizza or maybe pie.
I can cut with the back of it right here.
You just got a new one again today, huh? Wow. So is one like the mommy cactus and one's gonna be the baby cactus?
Mm-hmm. My small one that I got right now is about, see how big this part is?
Mm-hmm.
If it had like this much more on it, that would be how big it was.
I see. So if it had that, it would be the same size as the other thing, huh? That's a pretty small cactus. Is it prickly like the other one that's in your room already?
My new one?
Yeah, is the new one prickly the same way the other one is?
This one that I
got
today is more prickly.
More prickly?
It's pricklier.
More prickly. I say pricklier. Pricklier. You say more prickly.
What's this? Ooh, ooh, ooh.
So how'd you get a cactus at Home Depot anyway?
Where did I get both of them?
How come Daddy let you get a cactus? Because you already had one at home.
Because I helped him get the shutters.
Oh, I see. I'm surprised they all fit in the car, huh?
No. They are in the trunk. Watch this. Belly button, belly button, belly button, button.
Belly, what is this?
Belly button, belly button, belly, belly button.
What's this? This is kind of weird. Look at this bottom thing. What does it look like? I don't know why it's...
Bugs teeth.
Bugs? Yeah, these are kind of weird. I don't like them before. That makes little footprints or something. I'm not sure what these are supposed to do.
Watch this.
Oh, my goodness. Great. Great idea, Manny.
This big part is even harder. Watch this.
Mm-hmm. It's really hard.
This big part.
You like this Play-Doh?
I think maybe somebody needs to buy some new Play-Doh.
Yeah. Well, he's having fun with it.
Yeah.
You like the Play-Doh? Or you think they should get new Play-Doh?
No Play-Doh.
Yeah, Play-Doh. Yeah. You know, let's not let it fly everywhere. We're making actually like a big mess.
I'm jumping it up.
You know, another thing I was thinking about, we watched Jurassic Park this week, but we also watched one other new movie that you have right now that you rented. What, do you remember the name of the movie? We still have it at home now. Starts with a B.
I remember, but I just don't
know. You just don't want to say it? Can I say it, and then you can say what happens in the movie?
Sure.
Okay. It's Bambi.
Bambi?
It's Bambi. So what happens in Bambi, Boo? What is Bambi, anyway?
A deer.
Mm-hmm. So what happens in Bambi?
Deer.
You said. Oh, you want me to say? Well, Bambi was a little frog that was born in the woods.
No.
Tell me about Bambi. Bambi was a
deer
that was born in the woods, right? Same place. And then, I don't really actually watch the movie. I know Bambi grows up, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then something bad happens. To the forest, right? What happens to the forest?
Gets blown up by fire.
Does it blow up by fire?
And nothing else. And I forget what the owl said. I need to watch it again to remember.
You need to watch it again to remember.
And now I remember. Pee and the feather. Or something.
Pee on the feather?
Pee on the pin feather.
Pee on the pin feather? I don't know what that means. Do you?
That's what it calls a song.
That's in a song?
No, he calls a song that. Pee on the pin feather.
So there's some song and he says, that's the pee on the pin feather song. Is that how he says it?
No. He says, pee on the pin feather. I know the word because I wasn't from the back. I don't watch that part. I just listen. I put my ear on the back part of it so I can hear what he says.
Oh, I see. You put your ear on the back part of it so you can hear what he says.
Mm-hmm.
So you know for sure that's what he's saying, huh? Pee on the pin feather. Yeah, see, I never saw it. Do you want to play in the dollhouse for a little while? Maddie, do not do that. Do you have to go to the bathroom?
No.
Okay, then don't do that. What do you want to do?
I want to
do. Do you want your pet store game?
Mm-hmm. Whatever. There's one more frog in here. That one does.
Okay.
That one does. And that's all we have. Well, but
so that's all, huh?
Do you want a pet?
I do. I would love a pet. I really don't have one. I think it will keep me company at home. May I choose my own pet?
Sure.
Okay. I would love this for a pet. Is he for sale?
He is $2.
Oh, okay. That's it?
Yeah.
Okay. Excuse me. Here's my money. You gonna use the cash register? All right, thank you. Oh, I have a question before I leave. Oh, you gotta ring him up. Thank you.
What was your question?
My question is what he eats. What does he eat?
He eats leaves and grass.
Leaves and grass. Oh, I should be in pretty good shape.
He heaven. All meat eaters are not alive anymore, just plant eaters, so you don't have to worry that anything will eat them.
Wow, well that's good news. I would feel very sad if I had this pet and then it got eaten by a meat eater. Okay, I'm going to take him home. Okay, let's pretend I brought him back. I'm sorry, I can't keep him. Do you want me to tell you what he did last night?
Yeah.
Well, he flew all around my house.
He's not flying
down, son. Oh, yeah, he really flew, though. He used these, and he pushed himself up and was flying.
That really hasn't. He never fly at his pet store.
He never fly at the pet store?
Mm-hmm.
Well, do you think I was dreaming, maybe?
Yeah. He never flew before.
He never flew before. All right, should I try him again? Should I try to take him home and see? All right. Okay, and you say I come back the next day. Excuse me, you know, I think you were right. I think I just had a dream about him flying. But I do have to tell you, he ate my cat.
He's not
me. He ate my cat. My cat's missing. Where did my cat go, you think?
I saw a cat at this pet store walking around with no cage.
You think that could have been my cat?
Yeah.
The one that is missing and I figured he ate?
I'm sure he ate no cat. Maybe let's pretend the sheep's cat.
Oh, there's a cat in the dog box.
What?
Oh, it's out there.
You can pretend this is your cat.
Okay, so let's pretend that's my cat. Sorry, I thought you'd eaten my cat. Okay, well great, let's all go home then. Thank you. Okay, let's say I came back the next day. You know, I really can't keep him. I'm so sorry.
Why?
Well, all he does is he roars like this. All night long.
I'm sure he didn't. He just sounds like this.
You don't think he's that loud, huh?
He's like this.
What do you think? How do you know he's not so loud?
He never heard super loud, and I never heard something that loud ever.
Mm. Well, alright, I'll give it another try. Okay, let's see. I came in and I like that pet now, and I want a new one. Excuse me, do you have any more spike tails just like that one?
Not to me, I know.
Not to you? You don't know? You don't know if you have any more?
Maybe if we can bring out the other one, we can get one more.
Oh, you remember that there were some other dinos?
Remember the other one?
Maybe. There could be something there.
Oh, I don't want to buy any ears.
Turn it back. No.
Potato tops. And another ear. And another plant ear. And another plant. These are the plant eaters. These are the plant eaters, okay?
How do you know that pterodactyl's a plant eater?
He doesn't eat any meat here. I only give him plants like leaves. I'll give you a couple of these trees for them.
Oh, that would be great.
I'll give them you these.
Oh, you get to take those home too, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I think I'll choose, let's see now.
Don't choose the flying one.